Research UK. Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gift in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
We've had a message saying, Chris, the OG is back. Sincerely, Hovisgram.
Oh, Hovisgram.
Hovisgram was one of our first ever flag bearers, I believe.
Absolutely.
You're right.
And he's been to a few Glastonbury's. Is he going this year? Does he want the flag? Time will tell.
Yeah.
More flags to give away. Let us know if you're going to Glastow. Start your message with the word Glastow in big letters. Tell us who you are, where you are, if you're going, and would you like a flag? Because we need to get all these flags out for this year's Glastonbury 2025. Right, Dominic Burns got your new sport and weather. It's just gone 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the NHS and Defence are expected to be the big winners when the Chancellor sets out the government's spending plans. Rachel Reeves will reveal where funding is going over the next few years. Police services are not expected to get the money they want. Ellie Butt from the anti-domestic abuse charity Refuge has told us that's concerning.
Any cuts to Home Office, justice, but also housing and the support systems that survivors need would be a huge disappointment and a real indication that the government is not serious about halving violence against women and girls.
In other news this morning, three teenage boys have been charged with the murder of a 14-year-old in North Manchester. Ibrahim Asek was stabbed in the New Moston area on Sunday. A 14 and 16-year-old are due before magistrates later. A curfew has started in downtown LA after violence and looting. Protests have started over immigration raids there. People can now only leave their homes overnight to go to work or hospital. And Elon Musk says he regrets some of his posts about Donald Trump, saying they went too far. In the online fight between the pair, the Tesla boss described the president's sweeping tax and spending bill as a disgusting abomination.
Sport.
Thomas Tuchel suffered a first defeat as England manager as they were beaten 3-1 by Senegal in a friendly at the City Ground last night. It was also the first time they've ever lost to an African side. Supporters booed them off for a second game running as well. Captain Harry Kane says they understand why the fans are frustrated.
It's a disappointing night for sure. It's not time to panic because, you know, there's stuff that we know we need to work on. But, of course, you know, coming up to September, we want to start to get it right because, you know, once the new season starts, the World Cup is soon around the corner.
And Isaac Price was the hero for Northern Ireland as they beat Iceland 1-0 last night in the friendly at Windsor Park. He scored the deciding goal before clearing an effort off the line. Michael O'Neill's side had to hold on after Brody Spencer's red card.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
It's going to be sunny and very warm for much of the UK. A bit of rain later in the far northwest of Scotland. 25 degrees is the high today. Getting warmer throughout the week as well. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
But will it be raining on Friday night in Ilkley Bar Tap when I'm DJing outside?
Possibly a little bit of drizzle.
I don't want it to. Make it stop.
Yeah, you might get a bit wet.
No, change it.
Okay.
Right.
Let's sort it.
If everybody just starts blowing,
yeah,
it could blow the clouds away.
Let's all message John Ketley. If anyone can sort it, it'll be him.
If anyone can do it, Ketley can do it. Ketley.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Right, so let's play the Chris Moyles Show main theme vocal top. Oh, yeah.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Earlier on this morning, I was talking about Dominic is on this website called Hiya.
Yes.
Where you can get celebrity video messages.
Mm.
And somebody had texted in saying, I got one from Toya Wilcox the other day. She delivered it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. So she's so quick. She's ruined it for the rest of us. She kind of makes all of us look rubbish now.
Yeah. And I said, well, Dominic, you could always do that. You could always give it a go.
Yeah.
And we said, Dom, if anybody messages in, you have to record the video message and upload it within 5 minutes.
Yes.
And he did.
I did. Sent it back.
Somebody actually messaged and Dom got it.
Yeah.
And during the song, he sent the video.
Yes.
Now, no one knew that until Dom had sent the video and it was the end of the song.
Yeah.
So have you had a look to see if you've had any more requests?
I have had a few requests now, which weren't on the 5 minute thing because we said the first one would be 5 minutes. So yes, I have had a handful now for mainly for Father's Day, actually, which I'll do today. So you get it in plenty of time.
And what about the two pending ones? Will you do those today as well?
I'll do those today as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many is that?
So I'll do eight today.
Eight?
Yeah. I'll do those today.
So another six came in, plus the two plus that the were two pending, that so there's
yes.
your eight.
So yes.
Oh, that's not enough to keep you busy. How is your day today? How's your schedule looking?
It's loads to keep me busy. That's really good.
So do you need some more?
I mean, do you know, weirdly, yes, I do have free time this afternoon, as it happens.
Oh!
I do
have why do we put an offer on?
I do. Put an offer on?
Yeah.
What is that? No.
Like one P off?
No, a one
limited,
P off.
Limited time only?
Yes. Let's do that. I still can't change my bio, actually, on the website. I don't know how you do that.
There was nothing wrong with your bio.
Well, it said something. What did it say? Elderly newsreader. Something about...
I don't... That's me. James
FSH,
wrote it.
B&Q.
I don't think I did write
TSB
it.
TSB or something. Yes, that was you. Wrote it 100%. But yeah, no, I will do some this afternoon. So you'll get it in plenty of time. If it's a Father's Day message, you'll get it in plenty of time. All good.
Oh, no, it's gone brown. What are you doing, James, on the screen?
Oh, your screen's on.
Yeah.
I've had the proofs back from the printers of the flag.
Ah. Thing. Now, have you heard...
And we had to check them.
Have you heard there's a worry with one of them? Is it the colour brown?
Is the brown enough is what we're thinking.
Well, oh, let's have a look.
I think the brown is too brown. I think it needs to be sort of more yellowy brown.
Yeah.
More like muddy water.
More like, you know, Whitehaven Harbour?
The harbour. Yes, that's it.
You know, that colour brown. Harbour, kind harbour of like, brown. You know, diarrhoea, dead umpa lumpa, browny orange.
It's not got that in.
It's a bit too dark, I think.
Maybe it needs a brown gradient. Maybe that's what we need
yes.
on the flag. Some different tones of brown.
Yeah. Mm. Can you put more yellowy brown? Can you type yellowy brown into your flag engine?
Do you know how any of this works?
No. Of course not. You're joking.
And also, I want you, or the listener, to see the amount of work that goes into this silly joke of having these flags at Glastonbury. Do you want to know some of the details?
Go on.
About the digitally printed flags, Dom?
Yeah, go on.
The quantity, the size of them.
Oh, God. Can't cope with it.
I was just about to read out the sizes then.
It's crashed.
Was it?
Has he crashed
it? Oh,
Dom's just...
You need a load bearer.
A load balancer.
Sorry. Damn it.
Anyway.
So close.
Thank you.
So if you want a flag, text in Glasgow. If you go in, tell us, let us know. Lovely. And if you're not, don't worry about it. Just look out for it on the TV.
Yeah, you won't miss them.
And if you'd like to get a Father's Day message from Dominic, a video message, then message him today because he's doing them today.
Yes, I will do them today.
hi-yar.com.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you want to know any more work, any more info about our flags that are going to Glastonbury, they are 1,500 millimetres by 900 millimetres. The print position is one side. And the additional information that you'll be pleased to know, they are finished with D-rings.
Oh, that's good. Exciting, Dom.
Dom, you're into D-rings, aren't you?
I love a D-ring.
Yeah. Is that a good way to finish?
Oh, it's the best. Of all the rings,
yeah.
I'd take that one.
Lovely. All right, thank you very much.
Radio-X. Coming up. More well-executed radio entertainment that you just won't experience anywhere else on the dial. Toby Tarrant will join us ahead of the request hour from 10, so get picking your favorite tracks for Toby to play. Plus, tomorrow on the show, we're chatting to Bryce Dallas Howard and Orlando Bloom. But right now, we're turning frowns upside down with a banger of a tune.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Chris, my name is, I won't say the name, I work at Glastonbury. We're a team of 22. Our campsite area is right next to the pyramid stage. We would love one of your flags to go up on our fire tower. So there you go. I never thought about people who are working at Glastonbury, actually. The only problem with that is the flags do ideally need to move.
Yeah, true.
And I want to say hello to my friend who is always working on Glastonbury, always on site, getting it ready for the people.
Oh, who's that?
Shall I say her name? Well, I'll Kay.
Kay?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I said to Kay, because I know she's done it the last couple of years, I'm like, so how long are you on site for? Because she's going down, she's helping with logistics and building of all this. It's all started now. They're building the other stage and the pyramid stage and all the other stage, Woodsies and all of that. They're getting it all ready. There's a massive load of people and volunteers. So many people down there working to get this festival up and running. I said, Kay, how long are you on site for down at Glastonbury? And she goes, oh, 6 weeks.
Whoa. Wow. 6 weeks.
I thought Captain was going Wednesday to Monday. I thought it was a bit of a stretch.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah. That's how long she's going to be. How long is she there for?
6 weeks.
That's right. Can you believe it? She's there for
6 weeks.
Right. Gorillaz.
6 weeks.
And a Feel Good Inc. at Radio X.
6 weeks. It is breaking down on a camel's back.
Hopefully we'll get some sun this afternoon.
Oh, man.
Revitalise.
Such a busy day today.
Can we get you anything?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Tomorrow off.
Right.
Can we get you anything else?
Can I leave now?
Can we get you anything else?
Toby coming early.
We can do that.
Yeah, but then does the show.
Well, he's
doing the request hour and a half from 9:30 this morning.
Now, Toby does have a game to play in the show, so you can...
It'll be wrong.
No, it won't.
It will. It'll be a wrong. He's a wrong one.
It's not a wrong game.
What's it called? Touch me there?
No,
what is
it's
it?
Not called touch
What's
me there.
Moving on my body?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Isn't that a game you did once?
I hope that's chocolate pun. I don't know what this game is. Do you? Have you been told what it is?
We're going to play Toby Tarrant's game, which is called Money or Boobs.
I'm looking forward to this game.
And he's coming in to play that game with us?
Yeah, in 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, is he? Oh, probably early.
That's 20 minutes. Okay. That's Toby time.
See him in half an hour?
And we got some cool things coming up on the show, by the way. Tomorrow, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes.
Is going to be on the show. That's Ron Howard's daughter. Ron Howard, the famous director and star of Happy Days.
Yeah.
She's in a new action comedy caper.
Yeah.
With Orlando Bloom. And also, weirdly, friend of the show, Nick Mohammed, who is not coming on to talk about it.
No, he's
Nick Mohammed's been on the show, what, three, four times, something like that?
Yeah, at least.
He's been on loads. And he loves coming on. We love having him on.
Yep.
He's in this massive Amazon Prime video film.
Yeah.
And he's not coming in to promote it. But Bryce Dallas Howard, all the way from America, and Orlando Bloom, all the way from LA, they're going to come in. Nick Mohammed is only from Leeds.
What's he playing at?
He didn't want to steal the limelight.
Is that what
Orlando
it was?
And Bryce.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's a nice guy, Nick. I can understand that.
So they will be on the show tomorrow, and then we've got lots of guests that we're just sorting out for the next couple of weeks, which is very exciting. And then, of course, don't forget the famous Morning After show from Glastonbury.
Oh, one of my, honestly, one of my favourite shows, and I know I'm not there, but just to watch... The watch your facial expressions the morning after Glastonbury is a lovely thing.
Well, I'm in the back of a camper van with James Robinson, very, very close, too close as far for me.
I'm sure you don't need to be that close, but James insists on it, doesn't he?
Yeah. Should I get a smaller camper van?
No, get a bigger one. You need a bigger, if anybody's listening from a camper van company, big camper van for hire.com.
Spacious.
I've ordered mine already this year.
Have you?
Micro.
Yeah, it's campers. A Fiat 500, essentially, is what you're in.
Cozycampers.com.
Yeah.
And you're in a tent at Glastonbury.
I'm not this year.
Well, what are you doing?
Ooh. I'm in a camper van this year.
Right, but what were you saying off air about where you need some real people who are proper camping on? You know, the real people. Didn't you say something like that?
No, was I saying that?
Yeah, you did. Because our two callers today were both glamping, and you were like, oh, we need people who are doing it properly, like proper people, you know, people in tents. And remind me, where are you staying again at Glastonbury?
I'm in a camper van.
In a camper
You're
van,
in a lovely brand new motorhome.
I'm in a camper van. Yes.
Have you hired it yet?
I have.
Do you know what it's called?
It's called camper van.
I want to search
How big
it.
Is it? Is it a proper big one? Is it got double beds and fridges?
It's a converted VW Transporter.
Oh, right, okay. Lovely.
And I'm very excited.
Three bedrooms, Dom?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Balcony, gym, cinema.
That's it. But we need to rough it a bit. That's important.
I've done a fair share of roughing it.
Yeah, look at you.
You're going to smell like
a
tree.
Look at you. Treat myself. Your camper van. Does it have a shower?
It's got an outdoor shower.
Right,
it's got a hose, basically.
Yeah.
It's a toilet.
Again, one you have to put... Now... One you have to put outside. It's
what?
Not it, like it's because it's quite cozy, but it's like a little porter.
I'm going to suggest that you need a partition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Windbreaker at worst.
You put it outside.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Why don't you let me pay the difference and upgrade you to a camper van that actually has a toilet on the inside? Oh. It's like you've got a motorhome from the Victorian era.
Yeah.
You can't just sit on the pot in
you
the field.
You can't do that.
It'll be funny.
It'll be funny for you.
Think about who you're going to be sharing that with. Will it be funny for them?
Sure.
I don't think so.
Sure.
Is
we'll
Stupid Dave going?
So Stupid Dave is got a camper with his wife and his friends.
And has that got an outside toilet or an inside toilet?
Well, there's four of them sharing it.
Ooh.
So theirs is quite an ordeal.
So that's him and his wife.
Yeah.
And then another couple.
Yeah, Kat and Russ.
What?
And Kat and Russ.
Right, okay, all right.
Mm. And they're sharing. All four of them are sharing.
What, the same?
Can I upgrade a camper van? I really don't think it's a good idea.
It's a bit late in the day now, isn't it?
You've got your lovely camper van. That's lovely. You get sleeping doors. Doesn't matter what the weather's going to be like, you're fine. But then you've got to open the door, plonk down a porta potty on the grass and have a poo. It's not a good look.
It's really not.
I'll be honest. I'll probably just use the ones that are there. Don't mind.
Someone's saying you can buy a toilet tent. You can buy a toilet tent.
It maybe comes with one. I don't know. I need to speak to the guy. I need to speak to my man.
It's a portable outdoor instant pop-up tent for privacy, and it just basically surrounds your toilet.
Yeah.
Get one of those. Don't just
Don't just...
Oh, no, I'm not just going to...
Put it all out to nature. Don't do that.
I'm not going to.
Good.
Have you just deleted the Radio X Record of the Week there?
No.
Oh, there. Where is it?
After the break.
Well, I'm telling you, Placebo is not the Radio X Record of the Week.
No, they wish they were.
Oh, yeah.
Deleted it. You've just ruined it. You've broken radio, James, you big doylem. The Radio X Record of the Week is actually Pulp, and I'll play that for you in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Four. Pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small place restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Wagamama when?
Dad, what's for dinner?
Small humans have the biggest expectations.
All right, I've got the pulled shiitake donburi, and I bet the mini chicken katsu's for you.
Wagamama. Food is life.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
It's 1976 and one band is about to break down, break up or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show. Strap yourself in as we're back. Radio X.
For the start, you twist and tore our love apart. Your life fingers through the dark, shattered the lamp into darkness. It cast us. No, you've got it the wrong way round. You shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Cornered the boy, kicked out. if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, I know you lie, I'm still in love with you. Can't take me anywhere, I'll take you anywhere. You can't take me anywhere, I can't take you anywhere, I'll take you anywhere. You wanna go? Oh, you can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me, no.
You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me,
no. You can't stand me,
no, you can't stand me, no.
You can't stand me, no. Never ending up. You tried to pull the wool, I wasn't feeling too clever. And you take all that blending until you need amending up. If you wanna try, if you wanna try, there's no worse you could do. Oh, I know you lie, all you do is make me cry. Love's worse than true. Can't take me anywhere,
I can take you anywhere.
Can't take me anywhere,
I won't take you anywhere.
I'll take you anywhere. You wanna go?
No, you can't stand me.
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 Libertines at Radio X. And now it's time for the Radio X Record of the Week, which we choose all the time. I say we, I'm nothing to do with the decision. This week it comes from Pulp. And it goes like this. It's called Got to Have Love at Radio X. is Pulp and Got to Have Love. And I said, if you're not loving it on Monday or yesterday, it's going to start growing on you. And Captain Crapbeard just said,
that's great. It sounds amazing.
See?
It's good, isn't it?
It is the new one from Pulp, and it's the Radio X Record of the Week from their brand new album, which came out on Friday, which I still haven't listened to yet. And I know what I'm like, and I'll still be saying that in about 3 months' time.
Called
three
More, years. Isn't it?
What?
More.
That's right. The irony, it's called More from Pulp, and it's the first proper album that they put out in about 24 years. Oh, we've got some new material.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I remember you guys. Well, they're back. Now, will they be at Glastonbury this year? That's one of the rumours.
It is a rumour.
It's the leading rumour for Patchwork.
Yeah.
Right.
On the Saturday.
Well, who's in contention in that rumour slot? It's Pulp, Haim.
Haim, Robbie Williams.
Really?
Is a rumour.
Oh, okay.
But there's so many silly rumours to go with it. Mumford and Sons was another one.
Yeah.
Right.
But it seems
Oasis is even on the list. No. But even though Oasis have categorically said we are not playing at Glastonbury. No.
They're not going to ruin that moment on July the 4th, are they?
And here comes Toby Tarrant live into the studio. Here he is. Where do you get your T-shirt from, Toby?
This, believe it or not, is from Pretty Green.
Pretty Green. Okay, I see. It's a white T-shirt. What does it say on the front of it?
It says Pretty Green.
Pretty Green, but it's white.
The irony.
That's good.
Now, Toby has joined us early because Toby has come up with a game to play.
Oh, awesome, Toby.
Indeed.
That's right. Yes. Is this all your own work?
Yes, all my genius.
This is brilliant.
Great.
Okay.
So you're going to... I just point at you when to fire buttons, basically.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll hit the opening jingle.
Yep.
And then you will... I'll introduce you.
Okay, perfect.
And then you can explain what the game is.
Okay, great.
So this is a never heard before game on the radio.
Yes.
Love it.
Are we going to do it now?
If you're ready.
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Is everyone ready?
Yes. 100%.
All right, let's play Toby's game.
Size of the prize.
And here's your host, it's Toby Tarrant.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Hang on.
Hang on, this sounds great. The game, size up the prize.
This is the same game I did.
Dom,
badly.
I'm trying to host the game.
Okay, I do apologise, Tobes. You crack on.
If you were listening to the show last week, I think Dom hosted a game with a similar title.
Right. Similar, identical.
That was rubbish.
That was rubbish.
Right.
And it everybody. Was. Basically sent him lots of abuse saying it was one of the worst radio features they've ever heard.
Yeah.
The worst.
Well, this is Size Up the Prize, how it should have been done.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, right.
So what's the idea of your game?
So Dominic Burns was that there was five size by celebrities and you had to guess what they were.
It was rubbish.
Rubbish. So my one is size by some of your winners over the years on the Chris Moyle Show, people that have won stuff on the show.
Oh, and they've had an underwhelming reaction.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So they were, you know, famously.
Brilliant.
Thank
that
you.
Is so
brilliant.
Brilliant.
So can I say?
Thank rather you. Celebrities, yeah. It's people who won competitions.
And you're going to guess what they won.
Do you know what?
That is brilliant.
That's thinking
outside
the box.
Because you're then sizing up the prize.
Yeah, I came up with that.
Because that's the name of the game.
That's
Toby.
It's a good idea, don't you think, Dom?
Yeah, I do. That's why I came up with it last week.
It's spelled S-I-G-H-S.
Thank you.
Very
size.
And we've got to guess the prize from their size.
You have.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Wow, it's using all the elements of the game that Dominic didn't. I like it. All right, well, let's play.
Size of the prize.
All right, lovely.
Plus, it's good because we didn't even have to have new production.
No, this is it.
So
it
works absolutely. For me. Everyone's a winner.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, if you would please play the first sigh from one of our underwhelming winners.
Now we've got to work out what the prize was.
Yes, please.
Now, this is somebody, they actually won. They didn't lose.
They won. Everyone here's a winner.
Especially us.
Mm. So he doesn't sound over the moon, does he?
No.
But he's won some.
Okay, I'm going to write down my answer. Okay.
I know, I'm going to say.
Okay, I've written down my
answer. I've written an answer down.
There you go.
I've got an answer locked in.
Okay.
There's a bit of Gary Neville about that when, you know, when something happens in football.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, so Chris, what do you think that man has won?
Well, if it's one of our listeners, I'm going to say that this is the reaction to winning £1,000.
Okay.
I think you've started big. I'm going to say they've just won a Nissan Qashqai.
Okay, and Dominic Byrne.
See, I don't think big. I think he's won something on the wheel of prizes. Mm. Some tat that we gave away.
Okay.
Like a pair of sunglasses that doubles up some radios.
Well, Chris Myers, will you please reveal what that man has won?
So, I'm going to go with the roses.
He's going with the roses!
I think that's the wheel of prizes, Dominic.
So he won roses!
Yay!
Size up the prize!
Okay, there we go.
10 points, how does it work?
Yeah, you can have a point there, Dom.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I'm going to warn you now. All the remaining winners win cash amounts.
Okay.
I need the cash amount.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bonus point if you can tell me their name.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So, so clever.
Okay.
Really Dom would never have come up with
really,
that.
No, never really would have come up with that. Very good.
But you never had bonus points.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so will you please play us clue number two, Chris?
Here we go.
Dom might have come up with that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to say.
Blimey.
Right.
So it's a cash amount. How much money had that woman just won on the Chris Moyle show?
Her name is Sarah, and she won 250 quid.
Okay.
Her name is Danny, and yep. I think that's 5K.
Her name is Veronica.
Yeah.
And she's won £2,000.
I can tell you that her name was Amanda.
Yeah. Oh, so close.
But James, she won £5,000.
Yeah. Oh, my well God. Done,
yes.
Amanda?
Yeah.
You just won £5,000.
Oh, my God.
Very good. We remember Amanda.
Yeah.
Size up the prize.
Okay. Third clue, please, Chris.
All right, here we go. Number three.
Yes.
Oh, now.
Now.
Yes.
That's a sheep.
It is a sheep.
Yes.
Man.
Oh.
All right, I'm saying his name is Andy, and he won 500 quid.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that not one from this week? Is that not one from the... Is he won £1,000? And he's called Dave.
Yes. Okay.
I've gone Steve.
Yeah.
2000.
I can tell you, that was a fellow Chris.
Oh.
But James, they won £2,000.
Stop it.
James, have you put...
£2,000.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a bit livestocky, isn't it? Are you sure you didn't help Toby put this game together?
Honestly, I didn't.
All right.
He won some grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. All right, lovely.
Size of the prize.
Okay, now, remember bonus points if you get their name correct. What is this winner called and how much money have they just won?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we should remember that, shouldn't we? That's a strange noise.
That's there. That is Mark.
Electrocuted.
And he won £2,500.
Okay. Do you know what? Something bad has happened to him. He's called Simon.
Right.
He's just... He's won £10,000.
Wow, okay.
For that reaction.
And James?
Tony. For 2K again.
Oh.
Oh, no, maybe it's a woman.
That person's sounding... ill is Ian.
Ian.
And sadly, none of you are right. He won £5,000.
Oh, let's have a listen. Ian.
Chris.
You just won £5,000. £5,000.
How do I not remember that?
He just impaled himself on a spike.
Size up the prize.
Okay, and final one. What is the name of this winner and how much money have they won on the Chris Moyle show?
Yay! Yay!
Now.
Yay! Yay!
Does that sound familiar?
It's like he's going to give it a big one and then he bottles it.
Yay!
Someone caught his eye.
Yeah. If you've won any amount of money and that's your reaction, you're ungrateful.
Yeah. Okay.
Dom, you can go first.
I think that's from this week, like I did all of them. Mm. I think he won £1,000. I think his name's Ian.
Okay. Well, the last winner was called Ian.
This is another Ian.
Okay.
There's more than one of them.
Okay. James?
I think that's Dale.
Right.
He won £10,000.
Okay.
Yay.
And Chris Boyle.
I think that's John, and I think he won £1,000.
This week.
Yay.
Last week.
I can tell you that's Ryan.
That's it.
And he won, with that reaction, 10,000.
Stop it!
And he went,
joke.
Stop! He sounded slightly sarcastic, I thought.
Yay!
He won 10 grand!
Yay!
I think he was back in March this year, only a couple
really?
Months ago.
Let's have a listen to this dope.
You just won £10,000.
Whoa!
Yay!
Now, I'm not having that. I'm really sorry. I'm not having that. You've not won a pair of socks, Ryan. 10 grand, and that's his reaction.
Yay.
God, you don't get that in heart, do you?
He's almost, it's not a million miles from whoopee-doo, is it, at the end of that?
And Chris, you were really nice to him afterwards, actually.
Yeah.
You were really nice. You weren't sarcastic and annoyed at him whatsoever.
Did he really annoy me?
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, 10 grand, and he goes, yay. Yeah, you massive burk. There you go. That's the really game it could have been, Dom. Well done, Toby.
That's how you play Size Up the Prize.
Size Up the Prize.
And Toby will be back in less than 20 minutes for the request hour.
The Chris Miles Show.
Yay.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
With Škoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and TREATS. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services, T's and C's apply.
Father's Day's coming, Moonpigs, so show off your novelty stickers, Dad's favourite photos, handwritten messages and unique designs. For the UK's most personalised Father's Day card, nothing beats a
Moonpig.com.
Use code DAD20 to get 20% off cards. To verify, see www.moonpig.com/personalised.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own stocks.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Copy my own stocks. Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Oh, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But, dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil a kettle without them noticing. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water. It's great coffee.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with Group Save. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with Group Save. Nothing beats being there. Group Save is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
Frozen berry blast, please.
All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Now, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it. Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1, including sunglasses, from £70 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Good morning to you. I hope you have a rock and roll day. Radio
X. The time is 9:45, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Mr. Toby Tarrant has your request hour, and he's so excited he's now going to whistle. You can't whistle?
No, wow. Not really.
Take it. That's better.
Good.
Right, have a little think. What song do you want him to whistle for you? Sorry, play for you on the request hour. He'll be here at 10 o'clock this morning.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all my history, would you go?
John and Yon.
Yeah.
Everyone else pronounces it incorrectly, but I know how it's pronounced. That's Young Folks at Radio X. Toby Tarrant was just talking about cricket during that a song there for 3.5 minutes. I had a lovely little nap.
You're going soon, aren't you?
I am.
It's going on Saturday.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
No. Am I going? No.
What are you
You're
doing
playing
Saturday?
Saturday? I'm playing on Saturday.
Playing cricket?
Yeah.
That's the same thing, isn't it? But watching, playing.
I'm going to England playing India in July at Lord's, and I'm going to 3 of the 5 days, which I'm very excited about.
Wow. And do you just sit and constantly just watch the cricket, proper concentrate on it?
It's sort of background.
Right, to...
Such a strange...
Background one. To...
It's essentially a 20,000-man beer garden.
Right.
Cricket.
Whilst cricket's taking place.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
It's weird, because if I watch it at home, I watch every single ball religiously, but when I go to it, I don't take in anything that happens. I might as well be facing the other way.
Right.
You just sit there and have a lot of beers.
Do you watch the game on catch-up when you get home or the
Yeah, and often
day?
I'm like, oh, that was good.
Oh, he scored 400.
And do you drink when you play as well? Is it similar?
No, when I play, it's relatively sensible during the game and then afterwards, very unsensible.
Like, do you do all the positions when you play?
Not really. I'm just a bowler and I have to bat occasionally.
So when you bowl...
Yes.
Do you have like a little ice box next to you with a couple of beers and you know, some tins of Guinness?
Sadly not. Well, right. If I play the more relaxed charity cricket matches, then yes. Then yes.
Wow. Have you ever fielded at silly mid-on?
I have been at silly mid-on.
What?
Indeed.
There's a fielding position called silly mid-on.
Silly mid-on, silly mid-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all part of silly point?
No, silly point's a different thing.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's three sillies?
There's lots of sillies. Short leg.
Yes, short leg.
Deep third man.
Stupid
long
elbow.
Long
is it stupid elbow? Can't remember what it's called. There's some really weird ones.
There you go. I'll come in tomorrow and name position things from cricket and you have to work out whether I'm lying or not.
Yeah.
And I'll make the noise like that fellow won £10,000.
Yay. Like bovine of him.
Yay.
Yay.
So you're playing cricket on Saturday where?
I think we're at home, at my home club, Stoke Dabbling Cricket Club, greatest cricket club in the world.
Yay! There we
go. We've lost 4 in a row, we're not great at the moment.
Oh dear.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, don't worry, we'll look after Pippa for you.
Thank you. She just has to take my word for it that I play cricket, because I leave at about 9:30 in the morning and come back in about 2 o'clock in the morning hammered drunk. And she just has to take my word for it that I did play cricket till about 7:30 in the evening and then start drinking.
Yeah.
But from her point of view, I leave at 9:30, come back at 2 a.m. hammered and go, good game of cricket today.
Oh, did you win? I can't remember.
No one knows.
I can't remember who we were playing.
Yeah. Not that we condone that sort of behaviour.
No, responsibly.
Well, there you go. Toby's playing cricket, and then he's off to Lord's for 3 days. So when you go for the 3 days, do you do your show on the Thursday and then go to Lord's?
I think you're off that week, so I was delighted.
Oh, okay.
You picked a great week.
That you're more than welcome.
Well, normally I get to the cricket about 1:30, so I miss the first couple of hours.
Right.
But if I'm on breakfast, I can be at Lord's in time for the start.
Yes, but then don't you have to, after a day of drinking at the cricket, don't you have to get up Friday morning through the Friday show?
Yeah, and Thursday I'm with my dad, which is always the biggest one.
So basically, when I'm off in a few weeks, that Friday...
Oh.
Is going to be the worst show you've ever done.
And then I'm going to finish the show at 10 and go back to Lord's for day... It's going to be carnage. And then I'm playing cricket on Saturday and then going back to Lord's on the Sunday.
Oh, God. It's too much. Well, good luck with the show today. Enjoy him while he's sober. Mm. The Request Hour with Toby Tarrant is next at Radio X. We'll see you tomorrow. Maybe that's why I'm distant. Worked away. I've done some self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading. I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever. I could watch you for hours.
Dress up, look sharp.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. Less to think about with keyless entry.
Radio X.
Music, news, celebrities, socials, entertainment, podcasts, video. The world of media and entertainment is a world we all turn to every second that we can. And university isn't for everyone. So, if you're leaving school, take a look at joining Global Academy in year 14 to take a unique course in creative enterprise and kickstart your media career. Get industry experience, develop your entrepreneurial skills, and it's free. Apply now at globalacademy.com.
What lurks within? Dr. Kinley, ghost hunter extraordinaire at your service. Ghostly Manor. Quick, use the phantom phasers. Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family ride at Poulton's Park.
You got this, Storm Chasers!
Ride the mighty Cyclonator Gyro Swing and Storm Chaser Roller Coaster at Tornado Springs.
And it's home to the UK's only Peppa Pig World.
Poulton's Park. Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Poulton's Park!
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
We know that you're always looking for an excuse to host a barbecue. If you need another reason, there's a £3 for £12 offer on a range of delicious barbecue food online or at your local Waitrose. You'll be spoiled for choice with succulent soy and tamarind chicken kebabs, juicy pork chorizo and manchego burgers, or king prawn kebabs dressed in a vibrant soy, lime and honey glaze. All you've got to do now is decide who to invite. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Minimum online spend and delivery charges apply.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
From Global's newsroom at 10, the Chancellor is about to deliver a big update on where the government's planning to spend money over the next few years. Rachel Reeves will set out how much funding each department will get. The NHS and Defence are expected to be prioritised. But our reporter Natasha Clark has told us the Home Office isn't likely to get the money it wants.
They've obviously been asking for more money for the police, and in Labour's manifesto last year they made a huge deal about their knife crime targets, about trying to reduce violence against women and girls. But police chiefs have been warning that the current amounts that the government is trying to put in is not enough.
In other news this morning, police in Northern Ireland say 17 officers have been injured and 5 people arrested after a second night of violence in Ballymena. Cars were set on fire and fireworks were thrown at police as disorder broke out after an alleged sexual assault. Elon Musk says he regrets some of his social media posts last week about Donald Trump. He's tweeted they went too far. On Thursday, the businessman claimed the US president would have lost the election without his support as the pair fell out over a planned tax bill. And England were booed off in Nottingham last night after losing their friendly with Senegal 3-1. It's the first defeat for manager Thomas Tuchel since he became permanent successor to Gareth Southgate. And the weather is going to be sunny and very warm for much.